Hi, this is Tiffany Montgomery, number one Essence Magazine bestselling author, and you're listening to the Ask Patricia Show.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Ask Patricia Show. I'm your host, Patricia Benjamin, alongside
Danielle Drama.
How are you, my darling? We haven't seen you for a week or two.
I know, I'm fine, actually. I really hope you've missed me.
Yeah, we have missed you, and the listeners have missed you too, but here you are. Well, it is October. Mm-hmm. We are talking about women's health. Some great shows so far.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. It'll be really fun. October's always
a
nice time of the year. So hopefully people will be engaging in what we have to speak about today.
Well, they've been engaging very well on our blog, speaking and making their comments on women's health. Today we're looking at breast cancer in the UK. I don't know where you are listening around the world, but in the UK it is Breast Cancer Month. Or rather, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So a couple of guests on today, she has a story around that. So we want you to stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up for you today.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
Classic there from Desiree. You've got to be well. It is October and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I did say I've got a special guest. Her name is Dia Direct and she's a former Miss Black USA and an Ebony magazine pick as a future leader. She's also a producer on the Tom Joyner Morning Show and host of Girlfriend FM and Beyond the Studio. Dia Direct, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm pleased to be here with you.
Oh, we're so excited, so excited. Well, listen, I was really pleased to meet you. Actually, before I go into chatting away, I should introduce my lovely co-host, Daniel Jarmer.
Hello, nice to meet with you, Zaya. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really happy to be back. I've been away for a bit, so, you know, today is my return.
All right. Well, Daya, as I said, over here in the UK, I don't know if it's the same for the US, but it's breast cancer awareness. Is it the same for you guys?
Yes, it is. It sure is. Everybody is aware or getting aware, and, you know, we're trying to get the word out as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I'm really pleased because I met you a few months ago over in Dallas for the Christian Women in Media, the conference, and I was really excited to hear you speak. And actually, I bought your book, Be Your Own, How to Love Yourself Almost and Touching Yourself in 30 Different Ways. And I love the chapter where you're talking about women's breasts. You say we need to check our breasts. Now, why is that so important, dear?
Well, as you know, beyond just checking your breasts, it's just important for women in particular to be in touch with your body, to know what's going on with yourself.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how many people just aren't in tune, who don't literally just, you know, look at themselves and touch what's normal or address the things that don't feel normal. And you won't know what's abnormal unless you're constantly in tune.
Yes.
And so it's our responsibility, which is really the whole point of the book. And in this one chapter, of course, I deal with the breast.
Yes.
But it's our responsibility to be so in touch with ourselves that we teach other people about our bodies and not vice versa, including the doctors to the degree that we can.
Right.
And so as it relates to touching your breast and feeling lumps or anything that is abnormal, it is crucial, literally, life crucial for us to be in touch. And, you know, and so many people, don't do that. And so if you do it early, you know, early breast detection, can literally save your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's so, so right. We're not in tune with our bodies, except perhaps in a way as it relates to the magazines, you know, what the magazines tell us what we should look like. In fact, a lot of women feel that their breasts are a very important part of their sexuality and who they are as a woman. And they're not always tuned into the health side, as you mentioned.
No, I agree. But if you don't think that your body is special, if you don't think that your breasts are important, if you're not in touch with them, then who will?
Precisely.
If not you, then who?
Yeah.
And if not now, then when?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I hadn't realized until I read the figures there, dear, that you mentioned in your book, that breast cancer, particularly for African-American women between ages of 15 to 40, one of the leading causes of death is breast cancer. That's pretty shocking.
Yes, it is. And, you know, unfortunately, black people globally are the leaders in so many disparate areas. When it comes to health, you know, why are we always dying more? Why are we always dealing with these issues more?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't have the complete answer to
yes.
except to say we can control what we can.
Mm-hmm.
What we can control is how we engage ourselves, how in tune we are to ourselves. How much we pay attention to our body and the different changes that we feel. And I know we get busy and bogged down, especially, you know, if you have children and family, and a lot of times we put ourselves last.
Yes,
but
so
really,
true.
If there's nothing else that you get from me, the point is, it's not a matter of being selfish or putting yourself off because there are other things you have to do for your kids or your husband or your job even, you know, because jobs alone stress people out. And
exactly.
A lot of times you don't even go to your doctor's appointment because, oh, you've got more work to do. There's always going to be more work, but there's never going to be more you.
Exactly.
And so my philosophy in touch with self is that it's not being selfish to take care of yourself, but instead it's actually creating an atmosphere for you to be a better you for yourself and others because if you're not okay, the people in your life won't be okay.
That's
and if
so
you're not
true.
Taken care of, you ultimately will not be able to take care of your family in the business at
That's
hand.
That's so right. That's
I really
so
love
right.
what you said, Daya, there. And, you know, it's so important. And Speaking of this, you actually have a personal story which I'd really love to hear a bit more about. Would you just elaborate on what your own experience was yourself?
You know, I've always worked. I've always been independent. And in the pursuit, though, of pursuing my dream in Hollywood, I was at a time without health insurance. Mm-hmm. And so during this time, I was, you know, stressed out and drinking a lot of coffee. Mm-hmm. And I was actually doing a lot of shots of coffee, you know, just really intense coffee. And I started to, you know, feel these lumps in my breast. And it was really scary. And I didn't have health insurance, so I didn't know, you know, how to handle it. And finally, I had to, you know, go to a public clinic, and they felt the lumps in my breast, and they were very concerned. Mm-hmm. And I had to get a mammogram very early on. I mean, I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s when this happened.
Very young.
It was so, it was so intimidating and so scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went through the whole process, and, you know, the good news is we found out that it wasn't that benign, but it had a lot to do with what I was putting inside of my body, and my body was responding to all of that. It wasn't just that I was having coffee, but it was because I was drinking, you know, intense levels of caffeine and too much of it. And so my body began to react. And what's interesting about that story is my husband at the time, he was the one who really... I was drinking the coffee that he drank. It wasn't even the kind that I liked.
Right.
And so it was okay for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it wasn't okay for me.
Wow.
So my point is, you've got to respond. You've got to treat your body in a way that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do what everybody else can do sometimes. Sometimes you can't drink what everybody else drinks. You can't eat what everybody else eats.
Yep.
You have to be responsive to your own body. My body had a very bad reaction. That was a very hard and scary lesson for me to have to go through, but it did teach me that I have to do what works for me, and what works for me may not work for somebody else, and vice versa, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like diet is a very important factor in what you say and how your body then reacts to what you're putting inside, because like you say, your husband is fine with the coffee that he drinks, but for you, it, you know, created such an adverse reaction in your body. So I know a lot of us don't really take that much care about what we eat, and we don't tend to realize that it does have a cause, you know, in our bodies. Mm. And, you know, we wonder why we have certain rashes, certain this, certain that, and we don't actually put the link together and realize that it's what we're putting inside. So diet seems to be like it's, you know, a very, very huge factor here in what you say, don't
you? Well, and more and more these days, because, you know, in the environment, there are so many chemicals that we don't know about.
That's true.
And so we self-infect, and unbeknownst to us.
Mm.
And so we've got to pay attention. I mean, we've got to pay attention.
Yes,
even in, you know, water sometimes, and the chemicals that are put. So it's all, you just got to know. And it's scary because, you know, we only know what we know. And people aren't going to tell you everything. So either we can do the work and take care of ourselves and read and pay attention, or we can just respond to everything that comes our way and deal with the consequences. Which person do you want to be?
That's so true. Do you feel any sense of responsibility of sharing your story? I mean, in the sense, it was great because it was a happy ending. It wasn't the cancer. But I've got some friends that have had a touch of cancer, unfortunately, but they don't like talking about it because they don't want to be that woman, you know, with the breast cancer story. They don't want to be that woman. But do you feel that we have a little bit of responsibility to our sisterhood to kind of share, well, this happened to me, it could happen to you, this is a way of preventing? Is there some sort of sisterhood that we can sort of plug into?
Absolutely. I mean, there are a number of organizations, definitely here in the U.S., like I know Komen for the Cure is an example, K-O-M-E-N. But they're all over the world where women do just that. And not only do they share their stories, but they encourage each other.
Mm-hmm.
They realize they're not the only one. And whether it's breast cancer or another issue, what I've come to realize and what's been very liberating for me is understanding that your past, your pain, oftentimes that is very much tied into your purpose. And so why would God allow you to go through something and then not be able to use it for the greater good on some level. You know, why go through, you know, the pain of whatever your situation is, or learn the lessons, or have the experience, if you can't use it to help save a life in some way?
So agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Well, your book that you've written, Touching Yourself, what was the impetus for writing it, dear?
Well, like I said, I lost my voice for a long time because of my own pain that I was going through emotionally in my marriage. I'm no longer married. And I had been going through this process of writing this book for over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And I started and stopped and stopped and started because, you know, sometimes you second guess yourself. You wonder, what is it that I have to offer, particularly when your life doesn't necessarily go the way that you want it to. And so anything that I say to you today is because these are questions that I've had to answer for myself. And I realized that I needed to fulfill my purpose. Mm-hmm. And that there were lessons that I've learned along the way about how to love yourself, about how to have a relationship not only with yourself but with God. And sometimes I don't believe you can have a healthy relationship with God until you're honest about who you are who you're not. You know, how to have a relationship in your career by learning how to brand yourself, how to have a relationship with your body. Mm-hmm. All of these things are the areas that I touch on in the book. And so it's really about learning how to make love to your own life. The goal for me was to communicate all the lessons, sometimes the gray areas, the things that we're scared to talk about, the things that we're ashamed to talk about, how to bring them to light, what my journey has been with it, other women that I've met in their journey, and how we've overcome, gotten in touch with ourselves, and we've learned how to boldly live, love, and let go.
I love that. So, so powerful. I mean, it's almost as though life is kind of teaching you lessons along the way. Do you think sometimes we're a bit slow at learning those lessons, and so we're not actually getting on with our life purpose because we're not learning the lessons?
I think sometimes we're always waiting for the big ta-da. You know, we're always saying, when I get there, you know, when this happens, and, well, when I make this much money. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, you'll always be in that perpetual waiting stage.
Wow.
It's not about the big ta-da. It's about the next right move. Guess what?
Yes.
What I know so far is what I share. And what I know tomorrow, I'll share that too.
Mm.
And so you learn lessons along the way.
Yes.
And you don't wait until this magical moment to live your life and stand and live your life as a bystander while everybody else goes by, your life is happening for them because you're waiting for something to occur, when in fact it's already happening. You're already happening to life, if you choose not to be a bystander. And so every lesson is worthwhile for you to share with somebody. And when you know better, you do better. When you learn more, share more.
Yes.
Don't wait because you don't have the luxury of time.
Oh my God. I mean, I think that's such a lesson there. It's such a lesson. Everything you say there, I mean, we could spend a whole show
dissecting that.
Yeah, that's just such a lot. I love that. Yeah. So people listening, dear, that are feeling the same way that I'm feeling, actually, I'd love to talk to you more and hear more. Where can they get some details about you, and even where can they get your book?
Well, please go to my website at deyadirect.net. And please join my newsletter so that we can stay in touch and I can keep you in touch with all the things that I'm coming. And, of course, once I come to the UK, that'll really be fabulous. But I send out a newsletter every week. We do updates. We do motivational messages and lessons learned all the time. So if you can also get the book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The book is Touch Yourself, 30 Ways to Boldly Live, Love, and Let Go. Please get it on Amazon. It is available as an ebook if that's the way that you prefer to read books.
Fabulous.
You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at DEYA Direct. It's Dea, DEYA Direct.
Yes.
And I'd love to stay in touch. Please get the book. I'm only giving you a glimpse of what we talk about, but I promise it's life-changing.
It is.
And I really pour myself out. I'm very vulnerable in the book. It's scary to share some of the things that I did.
Yes.
Because, the guilt and the shame of, here you are, an accomplished woman. How could you make these kinds of mistakes?
I hear you.
But
it
actually is what liberated me because I no longer live in shame. I've embraced and welcomed myself to the human race. You know, guess what? me too. Yeah. I'm human too. And what I find is that as I go across the country and the world having these life groups with women, I do these sister circles.
Yes.
And when I share my truth about my failures and how I've fallen and gotten back up, it creates an atmosphere for other women to tell their truth, and suddenly you realize you're not alone.
Of
it's
course.
Not just you.
Yes.
And that some certain pains and mistakes are universal, but it doesn't have to define you.
And fear and
shame, they're crippling, and there's no need for you to be paralyzed in your own life if you actually have the ability to get up and walk. Heal thyself, woman, and get up and walk.
Oh, my God. Those words are actually healing words there, Dee, I have to tell you. So, I mean, I can't wait to speak to you again. I just want to thank you so much for sharing with us on today's Ask Patricia show. Thank you so much, Dee. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Have a lovely day.
Take care, Dee.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. My goodness me. I love speaking to Dee. She was amazing.
It was like, this whole ball of like
I just wish I had lots more time.
I know. It's like a firework.
I know.
It's so much.
Yeah, I know. But I really relate to that. I mean, it's not easy to be transparent. It's not easy because you're fearing, what are people really going to think of me?
I know. And, you do feel vulnerable. You know, exactly. As she said, it took her like 10 years to write this book and get everything laid down and really bearing everything out. And, you know, what we're speaking about, the whole breast cancer awareness issue, that's just one slice of what she'd, explained in her book. And going back to the breast cancer thing, obviously that's what we're focusing on today. She mentioned that in her book, that early detection actually saves lives. Mm-hmm, I actually raise money for charity outside of here as well.
Okay.
And breast cancer is actually one of the charities I raise money for. So
It's
been really interesting over the last couple of months really to understand just more details about breast cancer and the fact that, you know, African-American women or black women are more prone to this. It's actually the most popular cancer. Mm-mm. It's like the largest form of cancer out there for women. And I think the next one is actually bowel cancer. So,
oh my God.
But the thing is, not a lot of people know this, you see, Patricia. Mm-hmm. So it's about making people more aware of it. And it's true. You know, you can be young, very young and suffer with breast cancer or be diagnosed. So if your doctor is telling you, you know what, love, you're just too young, and refusing to give you a test or whatever or a mammogram, you really honestly cannot take no for an answer because like Dea, you know, she'd gotten her test eventually and then was given the all clear.
It was a happy ending,
but,
thank goodness.
You know, what if it had been gone the other way?
Exactly.
And I think for a lot of women, what is happening is that by the time they are getting diagnosed, it's too
Sometimes
late by this
it's
point.
Too late, isn't it?
Exactly. So I would definitely say to all the women out there, and you know, if you've got female loved ones, and even in the men, if you've got, you know, women in your lives, it's really
encourage
good to really
them.
Encourage them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they may, like you say, be busy running around.
But oh, God, yeah.
You've got to make time for yourself and check it out.
Yeah, you've got to love yourself. Mm-hmm. Just like Dea said today, I really love speaking to her.
I know. She's so good. Ball of fun, that woman.
Oh, my gosh. But all right, well, listen, it's been a great show. Love speaking to you ladies, and do exactly what Dea says. We're going right now to the blog, actually, artspatricia2000.wordpress.com, to talk more about this. And all the details of how you can get in touch with Dea will be on the blog. So find us there, artspatricia2000.wordpress.com.
And guys, you know, we're always bouncing around on Twitter. You can follow us as well. You'll see Patricia at AskPatricia2000 and you'll find me at DL Drama on Twitter. So don't be shy, say hi.
All right, you take care, ladies. See you next time.
Bye bye.
Milk's gone off, by now you're feeling sick.
you.